Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
My name is Paulina. I believe that evil is strong, but nice is even stronger. Have you ever thought to yourself of how an older kid be mean to a younger kid, a younger helpless kid, and you think that the older kid is going to win by defeating the little kid's, the younger kid's feelings, but out of nowhere another kid, or you start telling the other kid to back away and leave him or her alone? Well, that actually happened to my little sister, but in this case, my little sister was the younger kid, and I was the kid that was trying to get away with the older kid, and sadly, my big brother was the older kid and mean kid. One day, I came back from school, and my mom started saying my name. Paulina, are you here? If so, come over. Okay, what's up? I said as I walked over to the kitchen. So Isabella, my little sister, had a really rough time at school, so can you maybe play with her? My mom said with a big sigh. Sure, that's okay, I said as I walked over to my little sister. My sister looked miserable, and she usually is full of joy. After I looked at her for 10 seconds, I asked her if she wanted to play with me. Yes, she said with a big smile. She loves to play with me, and I love playing with her too. So I knew playing with her was the right choice. We ended up playing Monster, a game we made up basically like tag, until my big brother comes down, and I knew he was mad by the look of his face. He is mostly never happy, only around his friends. So when he came down, he started to whisper things. It sounded like this. Mumble, mumble, why do I have this mumble? I wish I was a mumble, but I heard cough. I heard enough to make it hurt my feelings, and all of a sudden, I hear my little sister crying. I turn back and... You're no princess. My mom just says that because she is annoyed of you, my brother said. Before you think anything, let me explain what happened to my little sister. So my brother was telling my sister that she isn't a princess and that no one likes her. You guys might be thinking why my little sister got so sad when my brother told her she wasn't a princess. It's because my whole family calls her my little sister the princess of the house, and my little sister loves to be called like that. So I was so mad at my brother when he said that. What are you doing? I said with anger. None of your business, my brother replied. I was already mad at my brother, and this didn't help. In fact, it made me madder. Stop. Leave her alone. Back it away. She didn't do anything. As you can see, I was trying to do as much as I can to get him away. Since my brother is bigger than me, I can't really fight him because obviously he would win, and it's just useless. If I just fight him, then he will still be mean to my sister, and I would just be beaten up. Since I couldn't fight him, I decided to just stand up and give him a piece of my mind. Well, not really. We were just arguing and arguing. It felt like we were arguing for years. Thanks to my little sister's quick thinking, she went upstairs to tell my mom what happened and how my brother was being mean to her. After all that craziness, I had a lot of questions going through my head. But the questions I still have today is, do I do that? What happened? Am I okay? Is my brother okay? After some time and my brother switched roles, I was a mean older kid and my brother was a stand-up kid. When this was happening, I thought to myself, when my brother was being mean to my little sister, I was shocked, just ran up to my room. I didn't know what to do, so I just ran. Once I got out, I talked to my brother and everything turned out well. My brother actually turned really nice and he started standing up for people and even started to stand up for me. And that is a big change from him. My brother is one of the nicest people I know, but sometimes he could be a little mean or maybe a lot. There is a lot of evil people in this world like my brother, but it only takes one nice and sweet person that can change all of the evil people to nice. And if you're watching someone being mean, tortured, not really, then do something. Don't be an outstander. Help that person because you never know what that person can help you in return. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.